You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check now the weather forecast with John Davis. He's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, John. How are you today?
Well, I'm great, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little soggy here, and producers I know are concerned. They'd like to know how much rainfall over this rain event they'll have in a large part of the Midwest, and then whether they'll have open time afterwards to get started again.
Well, we are going to have a wet start to this week as we do see these bands of showers moving through today, tomorrow, and into Wednesday. From an amount standpoint, it looks like when everything is said and done over this 2 or 3 day period, we will come in with totals on the light side in the range of 3 or 4 tenths, on the heavier side about 1.2 to 1.3 inches. So nothing terribly heavy, but certainly enough to keep producers out of the fields here for a couple of days. Once we get past the middle of this week, kind of starting late Wednesday and Thursday across the Midwest, we will begin to see the activity kind of move out of the belt, and that will be the start of a stretch of another period of extended dry weather, which will go through this upcoming weekend and through much of next week. So after the next 2 or 3 days, when we do tend to see these rains moving through, beyond that, it looks like another pretty long open stretch coming up that will last well into next week.
Do they have a little wind and maybe some higher temperatures to go with that to dry things out?
Well, certainly wind. And so with the kind of pattern that we have coming up, quite a bit of wind here, especially the middle to end of this week, as we do see some pretty changeable temperatures across the Midwest. And overall, from a temperature perspective, a lot of variability. I think over time, overall temperatures will average out to be relatively close to normal, but a lot of day-to-day variability. So some warm days, but it's not like you're going to see a stretch of 7 or 9 warm days in a row now.
And if you look further out past that next week, what do you see in the following week? Anything good or bad?
Well, overall here, it looks like the drier pattern here that we're going to get into here later on this week and beyond looks to hold. In other words, there's no indication of any kind of very wet pattern developing across the Midwest. And still at this time of year, when you do tend to see wetness, a lot of that comes out of the Gulf of Mexico, and the Gulf of Mexico continues to remain very, very quiet as it has been much of this late fall or this late summer fall period. And so really no signs of any kind of tropical activity developing.
Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis, of course, is with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. And that wraps up the Closing Market Report.
Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.